Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. And I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, published author. And what I really do is I speak the wisdom that's expanded me. That's what I express, is the wisdom that expanded me and opened me up to share my life with people so people can understand what will open them up and open them up to that, because I've been in this for quite a while now, and what I'm having now is just what's starting to expand me. And it really is starting to engage me in how I was taught to look at life in a very shaky, hokey way, because I was taught to be a victim. And so I taught myself to be a victim. And that is what really is. And life is unfair and all that stuff. And it's all a big bunch of hoopla. And I got to write that down. I was taught to be a victim, so I taught myself to be a victim. And life is unfair and life is against me. And that is the biggest lie I've ever lived and ever experienced, because I'm not a victim. I'm a victim of what society wants me to know, but I'm a victim of my thoughts. And that is what we really open up here, and that's what I'm really expanding of. I taught myself all the negativity, and society has nothing to do with it, and everybody else has nothing to do with it. But I taught myself to do a way and think life is a struggle, and I embedded pain, because life through history has been taught to know pain. And that is something else that I've really opened up to. I taught myself to be in pain because the world understands pain. The world does not understand peace and prosperity and the good stuff of life. Even today, with all the stuff going on in the world, people get caught up in what is going on. And that is where we become locked and blocked in yesterday a whole lot. And what happens with it is, for me, and what I've really expanded of, is life wheels and deals the headaches of life. Because I taught myself to be bamboozled by the victim out of scrapitis I encompass. But it isn't only the pain. It's the timidness and the termite and the tribulation within me of it going into a challenge, where I'd hide from a challenge thinking the challenge would go away, only to keep coming back and back and back and doing things. So as life opens up and expands me, I stopped being the victim and started being the visionary. Because the visionary undoes the contrary memories in my life. And once I did this, and I really started writing in first person, and I started doing all this, well, really what first person does is I'm 100% accountable and responsible for everything I did. And how did I let outside sources put the guilt in me, make me feel guilty, and make me say I was guilty? How was that all my life and all my shutterbugs of stuff? So as I move forward through this, and I really, really move forward, I'm starting to understand a clear inspirational expressions open everything up to life's freedom and enterprising energy for me. And what it really does by coming into this, I let go of the anger of thinking life was against me. It opened up to the listening lure of the hearing that opened my hearing heart and my seeing soul to sense the world is an event and a celebration that we all experience. And yeah, you know, and I understand that it's hard to tell people that are living where they are, but here's the thing. People are living where they are because they've taught themselves to live the way they are. And whatever that is, it's been handed down since the beginning of time. And how do we become all bamboozled and stuck in that stuff? I now realize I've been stuck in it. And in the 1930s, the poverty consciousness of the 30s and the depressions and the recessions of life keep me locked. And people remember the tough times, but they don't remember the wisdom of tough times. We don't hear the wisdom of tough times. And that is where it really has expanded for me. So I'm starting to listen and let go of the know-it-all stall that is a brawl with inside me. And it's an egotistical, self-centered brawl that goes on. That is where life really locks it up and keeps me down and out and pouting. But you know, but something I've really expanded up into is the peace within myself. I am opening up to be at peace. Never happy, at peace. Happy is a thinking, temporary thing. Peace is a feeling with emotional serenity. And it's a serenity of wininity that's wismical, intuitive, natural, innocent. Innovating today's yearning the way to be. But it's wininity within us. It's a trinity we live, the eternal, the physical, the inner, the physical, and the eternal. But it's a trinity of wininity. It's wisdom, innovation. Wininity can be anything you want. It's my word, wininity. W-I-N-I-N-I-T-Y. But the trinity of wininity is the three of everything. It's the three and free. The free in decrees. The free in direct relations of whatever life is saying to me or showing me. But the pain that we engage in and stay in the rage and the pain and the inane and the mundane, that is where life is really lost. And, you know, through forgiveness, heal, create, transformation, we do all this stuff and we do it through thinking. We don't do it through feeling and emotion of energized mojo opening today's intuitive, omni-ific nirvana, sensing that life is the freedom of whatever I feel I am clever enough. But challenges are never put in front of us. Challenges are a clever, hellacious acuity, livening lure, expanding new genius every day. That is what challenges are. The world is facing its biggest challenge, but yet, if you look at the world, we're trying to do it through archaic thinking rather than the nirvana of now. So I'm going to start living the nirvana of now. That's a natural, optimistic will to have the thrill of peace. How is peace thrilling? That is the question. As I open up to understand that life really does grit, get, and go, of my grit, go, my wit, wisdom, innovation, talent, my, it's really a wisdom, wisdom, innovation, talent, intuition, trend-setting, tenacity, expanding, enterprising endeavors, it's all the freedom we encompass. It's nothing in the field. The ball and chain people feel is inside us. The physical world imprisons us, but the internal world is the ball and chain that holds us where we're at. It's either the ball and chain of pain or the ball and chain of whatever. But when we can unshackle the hackles of the ball and chain, we can ordain the new of my life. And to really open up and speak the unique utopia nirvana. The question, everything in me. How are you afraid to question the pain because you don't want to go there? We've been taught pain is bad. Pain is the first gain in life. It isn't, but it's a thinking pain. It's not a physical pain. Heartbreak is breaking control. That's because we tried to control everything and everybody and doing everything in our lives. But we've been taught to be a victim of heartbreak and not the hero of experience. We've been the victim of heartbreak, never understanding the hero of experience. Whatever it was. That is the thing, the clever of whatever unleashes everything in life. So how do we stay stuck in whatever it is? How are we afraid to expand beyond the thinking memory mind? Because we live in a mind of landmines, of memory minds, that were ready to seek us. How are memory minds mere landmines in the physical? Because once we hit that memory, things become hectic and really become ecstatically hysterical. How do we go into hysteria rather than into the bliss of the situation? That is the thing. Life is bliss. But we've been taught to make it a struggle and bamboozle ourselves, overthink everything, and man, am I guilty of all that. But it's opened me up to experience a better and bolder way of life. And I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. My website is mycowboywisdom.com. And also my email is robert@mycowboywisdom. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. But it's let go of the pain and open the pain to gain of prowess, acuity, innovation, and nirvana. It's a dawning of our self-esteem, beaming, extraordinary stuff. And anyway, everybody open up. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next Tuesday. And just enjoy life. Because life is to experience and not be caught up in everything.